It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
To lift you up, it's time to celebrate. It's time to get... Hey, guys! Welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And today I have, as always, hopefully always, because she's going to be going on some vacations, I have my best friend and co-host and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? It's a gorgeous day out today, isn't
it? My goodness, it's October.
We all always clap for Lynn. She's so great. And then we have on the boards our awesome producer, Peter Blake, who pulls it all together for us.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm just having a happy Saturday.
Me too.
So glad you're here. Thanks, buddy.
I always love being a part of this show.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you too.
Thanks. And we have special guests on the show today. Some good friends of mine, Krista and Chris Moffitt.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. And my new friend, Robin Albright, who's an author, and we're going to talk about her book in a little bit.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you.
Glad you're here. So it's Veteran Day, and we talked last week on the show because I think we should celebrate veterans every day. I think November at least should be Veterans Month. And last week we talked about the Honor Flight, which was just so wonderful. It's just such a wonderful thing. And I want to mention again, if you're in the local area, go to Seminole on 113th Street across from the St. Petersburg Library, and you will see the Field of Honor. There are 120 flags that my Kiwanis group, who I'm blessed to be part of, the Seminole Kiwanis Breakfast Club, there's 120 flags up there that people have put up for their loved ones. So there's the flag, and attached is a banner, and it says the person's name and their years of service. And it's going to be up for the entire month of November.
And how many?
210. Last year we had like...
Yeah, you said 120, yeah. And I wondered where that
came
from.
Yeah, no, 210. Last year, I'm a little dyslexic. last year was like 170. The year before was like 29.
Gosh,
but now, and all these people are contacting us. There's a guy, supposedly he's like on 19 and Gulf to Bay or something. He has a barbecue restaurant. He said all vets come there like every day. And he's like, you guys need to come down next year, like a month. So we're hoping next year to maybe go to like 500 flags.
That's awesome. Patriot Barbecue, they used to be up in Tarpon.
That's it.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Just get a little closer when you're chatting.
And then today also, Applebee's is giving free dinners for all vets.
Yeah, there's a lot of free things for vets. Go on the internet and see what's available. A lot of places are giving free coffees, free dinners, you know, or buy one, get one free, or all sorts of things. So last week we dedicated the show to veterans, and this show, of course, is also dedicated to veterans, but I would also like to dedicate this show to the families of the veterans.
Wonderful. The caregivers, too.
Because the veterans go through many sacrifices for us, but so do their families. Because attached to every veteran is a mom, a dad, a husband, a wife, a kid, a brother, a sister, whoever, who is missing their loved one while they're away, or maybe has to take over a bigger financial responsibility, or maybe has to take over a bigger caregiving responsibility with the elders, with their children, with whoever. So, you know, you ever see those things they have, like, they'll have on the news every now and then? Like, a vet comes home early and goes to his kid's school.
Oh, my gosh.
And you see the kid just
cry.
Run,
oh, my gosh.
It's like, it just makes me so proud.
Yeah.
So proud. I spoke at MacDill Air Force Base this week about business etiquette. I'm like, that's kind of weird. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. But just being there and just being surrounded by all these people that really, you know, go out for us and that make this country free. Because I wouldn't be sitting here talking on this show.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for them. So I'm very blessed for that. So we want to go, and I have to send a shout out to our new listeners. We love getting messages from new listeners. So we have Shirley from Zephyr Hills.
Jimbo from Gulfport.
Of course he is.
And Dina from Largo. So we appreciate you listening to the show. Hope you'll tell your friends because... We're here, like I said, just to give help and hope. My mission is to be the the educator, the resource, and the shoulder for the caregivers.
And mine is to be fabulous.
You are fabulous. Always fabulous. And we're going to have a fabulous weekend. In fact, I'm going to Ribfest tomorrow down at the Vinoy.
Nice.
And the Charlie Daniels Band are going to be there. So
wow.
I'm really happy about that. All right, so we're going to go to Krista and Chris, and I want you to tell us all about Gala. I want you to tell us how it happened, what's going on with it, because this just, like, knocks it out of the park.
Oh, well, thank you, Linda and Lynn, first of all, for having us here today. And I'm excited. I have my new friend Robin, who I just met this morning, who I just love.
Yeah,
and I'm here with my husband, Chris. So just a little bit about us. I am a geriatric nurse practitioner. I've been doing this for about 25 years. My husband, Chris, has been a pharmacist going on 33 years. And, you know, you were talking about veterans earlier, and this ties in beautifully with the story about, you know, what we do and where we are right now in our lives. We had the privilege of all the years and all the 50 years combined that we have taking care of many, many, many vets, and especially our older folks. We just have a real, real strong connection to. I think a lot of times, especially younger people, don't truly embrace that they wouldn't be where they are today,
right,
without all the sacrifices and everything that's gone on with our veterans.
Right.
And we had the opportunity a couple of years ago when we owned our home health agency to take care of a wonderful lady named Annette, who worked, she was actually in the Air Force and worked on the weather balloons back the day. Where was that out of, Chris?
That was in Arizona.
Arizona. So she had some really, really
neat stories. So she worked on the weather balloon, with the weather balloon?
With the, like, pulling the weather balloons and doing all, I mean, that's, talk about back in the day. You know, that was just really, really neat stuff.
They would actually send them aloft, and there was a box that collected all the information, and they would track the balloon when it came back down, and then they would take all that data and use that in their forecasting.
Very interesting.
So she was she's a tough broad. Oh yeah, she's a total pioneer. And what makes this kind of a beautiful segue into what we're here to talk about today is that she had the most amazing wife. So Annie and Annette were from New York. These girls were involved back in the day when the Stonewall riots were happening in New York.
Wow.
We met them actually, and then had the privilege of doing some home health care for them. And when we got in touch with them, they were really kind of being taken advantage of by different folks in the community. And that's not appropriate. And that's definitely not what we do. And
it's not what anyone should do.
Yes. And I think that my very large 6 foot tall, bald husband was probably their biggest advocate. And those two girls just absolutely fell in love with Chris. And we got them to a wonderful elder law attorney, Catherine Blackburn, who does life plan law down in St. Petersburg, got all their estate situated for them. They moved into a nice assisted living, and they were able to get married in May of 2015.
But the law was just passed around.
It was
around
just
that
passed
time,
in January,
right?
Yes. And we actually encouraged the girls, don't rush into it. And they just looked at us. They've been married. They've been together 42
for
years.
One, yeah.
I know.
Well, they actually said, we can't stand each other anymore, so it's time. I think that was the quote.
That's right. Well, they used to call each other cousins every place they went. You know, she's my cousin, that kind of thing. But they called each other the two Anns, Annie and Annette. They were the two Anns. So
like
they
Liz
had
Lenny.
Exactly, right?
And we dressed the same too.
See, I'm telling you, it's like there you go. It's just supposed to be that way. But yeah, so after they had a beautiful traditional Jewish wedding, they had asked Chris to be the best man in their wedding.
Oh, wow.
And he had his rainbow yarmulke, and all of our children were there, and they had a huge crowd of folks and people from their synagogue and the community that supported them. And the next day, they got married May 31st, and the next day, June 1st, actually was Anne's birthday, and they came down to lunch at their big assisted living, and they had met a really nice group of folks from New York over the last 5 months that they'd been there. And they walked up to the table and they said, you know, hey, everybody, got something to tell you. She's not really my cousin. She's my wife. We've been together 42 years and we got married yesterday. And do you know, at dinner, nobody came to sit with them.
I want to cry.
No way.
Nobody came to sit with them.
Absolutely.
They spent the
entire. Pitiful.
No, it is. It's really, really sad pitiful. After 42 years. So they spent the entire summer isolated in their rooms at their big assisted living, paying $7,000 a month, you know, to be isolated in their rooms,
right,
to be called Butch and Dyke and all kinds of horrendous things to their
faces.
Absolutely. It's not the staff. Well, it's the other residents.
Right.
Who,
that's the
in defense of them, that's their culture. And when they're 90, they are not as accepting and as open.
Age,
It's older folks who they were set in their ways. And, you know, just as a little side note, you know, people use the word queer nowadays. You don't ever want to say that word in front of a 90-year-old. It makes the hackles stand up on the back of their necks and makes them like, oh, like you just it's a generational thing.
Then.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Annie.
Saying that word again, aren't they?
The younger folks are, yes.
I don't like that one.
So,
it does have a bad connotation.
Yeah. So it was at that moment that literally, I can't, and Annie died of a heart attack September 2nd. So they were together legally for 3 months, not long enough
isolated.
To get each other's benefits, living like hermits in the place they were paying gazillions of dollars to stay in. And for what? 42 years for what? So it was literally... When I tell you that everything personally and professionally in our lives, and we've always been huge, huge allies, we actually have a gay family member on my side who struggles.
Yeah.
And Chris was a huge, he's older. He's 10 years older. He was a huge
he doesn't look it, I'll tell
HIV
you.
And AIDS activist. And I'll let him tell you about that in a second. In the 80s when it first came out, he came out of pharmacy school. But we sold our home care company and we started Gala. And GALA, G-A-L-A, stands for Gay Assisted Living Accommodations. And this has been nearly almost 3 years in the making. And our logo is a pineapple because that's the universal sign for everyone's welcome.
Right.
So I want people to understand it's not just for folks that are in the LGBT community. It's allies. It's people. We have a ton of folks that we are very good friends with in the LGBT community who are baby boomers who take care of their aging parents.
Right.
Or, you know, we're very involved in PFLAG in Dunedin and PFLAG in St. Petersburg and our sponsors for their events. And there are...
Explain to our listeners what PFLAG is.
Oh, PFLAG is, it's people and family.
So many letters.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just trying to think. Like, it was, I was going to give you the history, but I'm like, oh, never mind. So it's partners and family of lesbian and gay. So
okay.
It's what that is supporters, the people who are straight, people who are, I have a lot of older friends in PFLAG who have gay children or trans children.
Right.
And it's very, very cool to see parents and families of lesbian and gay.
Right.
It's so beautiful to see these folks who walk into these meetings who are there for one reason and one
Love.
Reason only, exactly,
Love.
That you are human. And like
right.
Chris and I educate all the time. We say, you know, when we talk to our older LGBT folks, you know, you don't have rainbow high cholesterol. We don't have white high cholesterol. It's all
exactly.
the same. Like, I
right.
don't care if
or
you're
African-American
black,
high
white, purple,
right.
green, pink,
high
Democrat, Republican. Exactly.
Right.
Like, you are the same and you are human. And of course, you know, me being a nurse and I'm like, we all eat, we all poo. Like, what? Like, it's the
exactly.
same. It's the exact same thing. And it's just in this day and age, the struggle for older folks and ageism and isolation is there anyway, especially
oh my God, yeah.
even for our caregivers.
Right.
But then we've got a new little thing to add on to that,
layer.
Which we're trying to educate people about, is the folks that are in the LGBT community. They're, I'm not going to bore you with statistics, but it's astounding. The folks
so are they
that are,
running to your new place?
You know what? We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
So
I think a lot of folks don't realize we're open. We opened our doors October 18th.
And where is it?
So it's actually, we took over the old Park Place Assisted Living in Dunedin, which
Lynn
is
and I were there.
Right on Main Street. It's a historic turn of the century set of three cottages right behind Meese Dunedin Hospital.
Perfect.
Right next to the Sheriff's Department, right on Main Street. I mean,
it's
you cannot
Main
get
Street.
A better location. We are tiny. We want it that way. Our plan for our small facilities, and the biggest reason why is because you cannot properly staff a facility for
right.
100 if you're looking for true allies and true folks that are going
right.
to take care of people.
Bigger
that,
is not better.
That are, right, absolutely. And we you know, we're boutique is what we call ourselves. We're also, so we are licensed for 15 slots of assisted living. And we are also, we have 15 slots for adult day. And so it's, you know,
so explain
very
to
different.
People that might be listening that doesn't really understand what adult day is.
So adult day is a service that we offer at our assisted living that you can bring your person during the day and have them stay with us and have them go home. The beauty of adult day is that it's considered a 24-hour service. So one of the new things, we've actually just recently reached out to the hospital, that if you have folks that work night shift, you could bring Ma at night at 6:30.
Wow.
And, or your partner or your loved one.
Wow.
And they could come spend the night with us. And they could be ready the next day.
That's very
when you come
cool.
in, or vice versa. Maybe you drop them off 6:30 on a Saturday night, you know,
right?
Or I'm sorry, 6:30 in the morning, rather, right? And they enjoy the whole day with us, and we will be offering a extremely inclusive discounted rate to the hospital as a thank you for their service.
So you know what's really cool? So the people that are living there, though, get to interact with other people.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
People that live there,
exactly.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have a strong presence in the community also, too, with our education and our outreach for folks who are younger. Our staff, we didn't talk about this, but we had owned an adult medical daycare for many, many years outside of Ocean City, New Jersey, and we followed the Eden alternative.
Yeah, Eden.
And a big shout out to Mel Nicola out there. But, so we've been doing this since 2000, and it's the idea of using animals and gardens and children in the lives of your elders on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So
like
my
home.
Exactly. What a wonderful concept.
Oh my God.
So when
brilliant.
People, you know, talk about we need to learn about culture change or we need to learn, that's been in our culture
right,
of what we've
always,
done.
Right.
Right. Like we've never had it any other way. And we've always had our own businesses. So it's this way or
it's
the door.
Choice.
Yeah.
Right.
It's you know, when you're coming to staff there.
Right.
So So my staff brings their kids to work, they bring their dogs to work. It's a very different
and people
setting.
Love that.
Oh
see,
my gosh.
They love kids. They love dogs. They love
the visitors love kids. The neighbors. We have met more neighbors in the last month.
They're probably like, we're so glad you're here.
They are so excited. They come by in their golf carts and they stop in for tea. And we have an amazing chef that does a lot of our goodies, and we're all going to probably gain about 50 pounds from working here. But and he also sings Broadway show tunes. He's originally from New York and was a cabaret piano player.
Is that
player.
The guy that was singing the night we were there?
Gregory, yeah.
So yeah, and he's our chef too, so he's amazing.
Elizabeth saying, you gotta have that guy on the show, he was so cool.
He's just amazing.
He
and his hubby George have been together 27-28 years now. So but we're just, you know, it's just very, very fortunate. It's like one of those things, like if you build it, they will come.
Well,
and
you give me so much hope, because we really need hope for those people. It's just not fair. It's not right.
Imagine being nearly 80 years old and losing all your friends in about 30 seconds because they don't agree with your points of view or your lifestyle.
Right.
And, you know, we want people to understand, again, about Gala is, you know, we would never discriminate against a straight person. We want people who are straight, who are allies, to come.
Anybody.
Right.
Right.
It's the idea that there is no judgment.
Yeah.
And that we accept you, and more importantly, not just accept you, that we celebrate you. That's a really big deal. And we talk about celebrating people's uniqueness and their diversity and celebrating them. And we have a lot of friends who are in the trans community who, you know, have I'll be candid with you. They've actually, I'm okay. Like I can be who I am. I'm like, absolutely. You know, we always joke with the folks that we meet. We say, if today's Rainbow Feather Boa Day, you better get your Rainbow Feather Boa on, because we're heading down to Casatina or Cafe Alfresco, and, you know, it's lobster rolls all around. Let's go. Come on.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's about those things.
And they're the most fun, creative, happy,
the best stories.
People, because everybody has a story.
And, oh, my gosh. And, you know, we talk about Veterans Day again. So many of our elders that we are caring for in the LGBT community are veterans.
Yeah.
And I just have, you know,
and those
stories
guys
to tell.
And gals, when they
absolutely
went in, couldn't keep a word about anything.
Right. If we have any older listeners today, they might recall what, you know, when people say, are you a friend of Dorothy? And that's something they used to use back in the day to identify, right? You know, if you walked up to somebody and started in the military, you know, are you a friend of Dorothy? And people go, no. Then obviously you didn't know what that meant, but that's how.
Yeah, but if you
folks
knew, you knew.
Exactly.
Well, the same so, thing with AA, whatever they say, you're a friend of Bill.
Bill, whatever, right, exactly. Right. But this is a whole boatload of friends of Dorothy over here at Gala. And we've actually had, believe it or not, just as positive of a response from the ally, which are the straight supporters of the gay community in Dunedin. We actually have three folks that have put deposits that are looking to come in after the holidays and are very into arts and have very good friends in Dunedin. Who, and so it's the bottom line is that you can feel comfortable and you can be who you are, because at 80 and 90 years old, you've earned the right to
be
whoever you are.
I just want to be surrounded with love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then I'm going to spoil the daylights out of you and make sure you are just well fed, and every day is a celebration we have a huge.
Maybe we have to start thinking about. We've been trying to think about our plans out, for the future.
We have and the rooms are so unique and it's a very different. Yeah, actually, I had a little lady come in last week. She's like, save the one with the fireplace. I'll be back. I'm like, okay. So yeah, I mean, one has its own little screened lanai, but it's all the old thick crown molding and little windows and just absolutely adorable. But like I said, small. It's about quality, not quantity, for us, and it's about folks feeling comfortable and safe and. Not no being judgment. Exploited and exactly. And, you know, like I said, any elder at any age deserves that. But the incidences of our older LGBT folks not seeking medical care because they're scared to death and not interacting with other groups. And the statistics of folks, I mean, Google that, the statistics of folks going back into the closet to hide in these gigantic assisted living facilities because they don't want people to know.
It's a new place to hide.
They
literally have to deny their being to get the services, get the healthcare services they need, be accepted in their community.
Right.
And this is where, you know, the idea came from is
it's craziness.
Right. If you're straight, if you're gay, it doesn't matter.
You're a human being.
You're you.
But there are dozens of folks out there, probably more than that, even just in our Pinellas County area, who know of or who are part of the LGBT community, the aging LGBT community, that know who I'm talking about, who are, you know, like I said, literally in these facilities, you know, denying who they are and just wanting to maybe spend the last leg of their journey actually celebrating every ounce of their
who they are,
genuine
who
self.
They are.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
one of the other things that benefits that have come out of this, building the whole gala concept, is we have really come in contact with a whole group of people who can provide services and help, not just assisted living, but we have a whole group of contacts we can go to if you need help with anything else.
Right.
Legal, accounting.
Right. We have a community. You know, you guys, me, we're all in that same boat. And we have a community of people that if we don't know the answer, we know somebody who knows the answer.
You don't need ALF. You might need home care.
Right.
Or you might need an attorney or an accountant, whatever.
Exactly.
Reach out to us. We can point you in that
direction. And many times it's just getting that information ahead of time. You might not need it right now. But if you can find out the information and what the deal is ahead of time, then when the time comes, you're ready. You're not making decisions in crisis. All right, we got to go. I'm getting Peter's like doing a little dance over there. I got to need to hear from our partners because if we don't, we won't have a show. So don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
America.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recorded.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregiver.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope. So at the top of the hour, we were talking to Chris and Krista Moffat, and now we're going to give the microphone to our other guest, Robin Albright. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
We're glad that you're here. And Robin has a book called The 12 Tiny Well-Being Tips for Caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin, share with us.
I'll give you a little background why this book came about. In 2012, my husband started acting a little different, and I was trying to figure it out. As a matter of fact, I thought he was having an affair because his emotional connection towards me just sort of severed. It was really weird. So anyway, long story short, he ended up being diagnosed with something called frontal temporal degeneration, the behavioral variant type, which is basically a brain disorder that affects personality, executive thinking, task orienting.
Filters.
Yes, filters, right?
There aren't any.
Right. So it was really tough at that time. And I have to say that some people do it well when things happen like that, when their life falls apart. Because we went through bankruptcy, different things. Everything just fell apart. He lost his job. He couldn't drive anymore.
I get it.
Right? Yeah, I knew you would. And so and some people do that really well. I don't know that I'm one of those people. I wear everything on the outside and everybody knows what I'm going through. So I cried a lot.
But that's good.
Oh,
I held everything in.
Did you? See, a lot of people do. I
am that way. I don't go to groups. I'm myself.
Yeah. Well, I was pretty outspoken about everything I went through. However, what happened is that some of my family members just kind of backed away. You know, and I think they looked at me as if I was the problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband's son told me, you and dad are having marital problems. We're not getting in the middle. And I'm thinking, what?
You have no clue.
Exactly. So that was really hard. And I was, at the time, I was also caring for my mom, who was in her 90s, right? She had been living with us or next to us in our duplex for like 10 years. So long story short, mom passed away. And after we moved here to Florida in 2015, mom passed away and I fell apart again. And because David only had it for 3 years, right? And anyway, my son looked at me and said, Mom, what are you going to do to make money? Because I'm sure they were like going, whoa, what's going to happen now?
You know?
And I said, well, I don't know. And he said, well, why don't you take what's been really hard and horrible and turn it into something beautiful?
You got a smart kid.
Right?
Wow.
So I sat down at the table, kitchen table, took 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper, and I drew and I wrote and I drew and I wrote and I couldn't stop. I knew it was
You're on a mission.
It was meant to be. I could not write it at that point. So I wrote about our story in the beginning of this book, and then the 12 tips come after that, and everything's very visual and drawn out because I went to Barnes & Noble looking for a book that would help, and the words, they just overwhelmed me.
Well,
there were
some of the
so
books
many.
Are so dense that I don't know how a caregiver even gets through them.
I couldn't.
You know,
and
they have good information in them, but they're so dense that you can't get to the information.
I couldn't. I just wouldn't process. I just couldn't do it. So
I get it.
Right? So anyway, of course, we had claimed bankruptcy. Things were tough. I didn't know what to do. I had this book now. I put it together. And my son again said, why don't you do a Kickstarter campaign? Did a Kickstarter campaign, got the money for the book, printed it. But since then, my kids kind of have disappeared out of our life, to be honest. And I think a lot of it has to do with the way I showed up. I mean, I'm going to own all that. I wasn't always perfect at anything through all this.
None of us are.
No, and I think maybe there's a little bit of fear around what Dave has and just,
right.
you know,
yeah,
overwhelmed themselves. So anyway, I have a book now, and I forgot to tell you that in my past I was a life and a business coach. I still am.
Okay.
And do seminars and workshops, did them on customer service and leadership. So now, here I am, this life business coach. My husband has this disease. I have this book. My kids...
What is the name of the book?
12 Tiny Well-Being Tips for Caregivers.
Oh, fabulous.
Right? But I'm at that point where, you know, a lot of families disappear. Dave and I sometimes, my husband is Dave, by the way, who, by the way, is also a veteran and a wonderful man.
And my dad's name is Dave. I love all Daves and my brother,
too. Don't you love Daves? Yeah. I know.
You know about that, Krista.
Well, he's a good guy. And so now I'm at this point where I'm just trying to put life back together. You know, and I'm trying to figure out exactly who I am in all this because I think one thing that...
It changes your life.
It does. You lose who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my husband, it's really sad because I know he struggles to remember who he is some days. But I have to say, he does. It's a slow progression. He's amazing and wonderful. And I mean, he's not the same guy I married, But I have
but
to
he's
say,
still a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Can he stay by himself still?
I don't like to because I tried to get a little part-time job, and I came back, and he had a paper plate that he had put on the stove, and it was, you know, and he showed it to me, though, and I said, well, yeah. you know, so it's like there are things like that that worry me, and so I'm just trying to put life together right now, and that's where I'm at.
As so many of our listeners are.
Right.
Because when these challenges happen, you don't have a clue. I mean, I didn't find out my mom had dementia until after she was dead.
Wow.
I knew there was some stuff going on and some stuff that I worked through and I just figured out because I was her daughter and I loved her. But I didn't know.
Yeah. It's not easy, you know?
And you don't know.
Because they hide it, too.
My
husband's doctor didn't think anything was wrong with him.
Oh, Dave's had that, too. And, you know,
and
they
I
show up.
Because they can be pretty tricky.
They thought I was crazy, the doctor. And I just went, wait.
Yeah.
And it happened. And
Dave's
on a
Facebook page where a lot of people who have the same disease, they, you know, he's part of that.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And he said that they talk about how they show up. For people, you know, they'll have conversations about the things that are affecting them and the person caring for them and such. But they show up. That's what they call it.
For Jack instead of Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you do have to meet Dr. Kate McCarty because she's in the same boat as you are.
I would love to.
And the wonderful thing about caregivers, guys, try to hook up with other people that are going through the same thing with you instead of isolating yourself.
Right.
Because they get it. Because they know what you're going through. They can understand it.
At one point, I remember my son, and, you know, I love him, and he's amazing and all. But he looked at me and said, I don't think you need to go to support groups because it just seems to make you sad. And I said, no, you don't understand. That's the only place I feel normal.
Right?
I mean,
you might be sad and you might cry and whatever.
Right?
Yes, that happens. But that's where you can release, too.
Right.
And that's where you're surrounded with other people that are going through the same thing as you are. If you're not in it, if you haven't dealt with somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's, you don't have a clue.
That's right.
I don't care. And I just had somebody say to me the other day, who's been in this industry for 25 years, and she said, now it's my mom.
Wow.
Everything's different, Linda.
Oh.
Yeah. Everything's different.
I have to say one more thing, too, is that Dave, when he got sick, we thought about getting a motorhome and traveling before that, and he wanted to do that, and so... he said, can we do that? And I was like, well, I don't know. Motorhome would be pretty small to live in. So long story short, if we're ever going to do it, we're doing it now. So we bought a motorhome. We sold everything. We're living in a motorhome, and our plan is to drive around and hug caregivers and give them books.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were just up in Indiana, and there's this guy that called me. He'd cry every time he'd talk to me. And I said, Dave, we've got to go hug him. So we found him. We met him.
How cool.
Gave him a book. And so it's like, that's kind of my mission.
That's
it's
your new book.
That's it.
That's your next book.
That's right. You know, and it's
the
like.
The stories of the hugs of the caregiver.
There's so many people who are so just, you know, falling apart.
Yeah.
And they need it. And so that's, and Dave's all for it because he knows that if he didn't have me. Or
right.
You know, or whoever didn't have their caregiver.
Right.
They would fall apart faster. And so. So that's what he tells everybody. We're going to go hug a caregiver.
Oh, I love that. It's like a mission.
It is a mission. It is. So we have a camper. We call her Lady Flo because we're going with the flow of life.
Ah!
And anyway.
I think you're handling this pretty well.
Thank you very much. There are
I'm
days.
I'm just making lemonade out of lemons. And that's all
right.
I should be doing in life. Like,
right.
Right.
Awesome.
You
right.
know, I always say, just be open to the possibilities. Only hang out with people that celebrate you. And just be who you are. Don't worry about who everybody else is, or what they're doing, or what kind of clothes they have on, or what kind of food they're eating, or whatever. Just be the best who you are, and,
right.
and it just reflects on everything else.
Yeah,
it totally reflects on everything else. And you know, and I've said it a few times on the show today, and I'm going to keep saying it. It's all about love. It's
it
all
is.
About love.
Love.
And compassion. Yeah,
right.
You got love right across your shirt. Look at that. But it is.
Compassion. Yeah, I actually have created a series of cards as well that are called my compassion cards, and I'm getting ready to start trying to put those out there to just create awareness around the fact that everybody needs compassion for one another. And like you said, you know, even if you don't understand it, be present with them long enough to understand what they're going through, because you can't until you're in their shoes.
And maybe sometimes just ask.
Yeah.
if you don't understand something.
Right.
You know, I find, and I talk about this all the time, I find that caregivers become very isolated because whatever the disease is, whatever it is, people stop coming around because they're uncomfortable.
Right.
Because they don't know how to deal with it. And now, and people come to me all the time crying, what happened to all my friends? All my friends, like, took off. Well, I'm going to suggest this, and it might be, and I know I ask you caregivers to do a lot of work, but sometimes you have to invite them in. Something that we did with my mom. We went on a cruise like 5 months before my mom passed away. So, you know, I'm buying every picture on the cruise. And the last night, they dress us up in these old-fashioned outfits. So here's my mother with a rifle with like a scowl on her face.
I love it.
And they take the, when they printed out the picture, they put it on a wanted poster.
Oh, I love it.
So I took the photo and I made like 50 greeting cards. And we sent it to everybody up north and it said in the card, "Dear Chris, I got in a little trouble in Mexico. Please pray for me. Love, Joe." Well, you know what? I think all 50 of those people called, and we didn't talk about the illness, and we didn't talk about the cancer, and we just laughed. It was such a new connection. It was such a better connection because even though you have cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever it is, doesn't mean you don't have a sense of humor. Doesn't mean that you don't have feelings. Doesn't mean that, you know, people think, excuse me, don't let that disease take over everything.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to do it. And sometimes, even though we are the caregivers, we have to ask for that help.
Yeah.
Because caregivers think, you know, oh, it's just my responsibility and I can do it and I'm like the best at it. Yeah.
Yeah, Dave and I talk about it's always a new normal. Every day is a new normal.
What works for today, tweaking works for it. Today.
Right, we're always tweaking, so.
Yeah, it's same as like having a baby. You're not going to feed them the same thing at 6 months as you are at 2 years old.
So true.
All right, well, let's hear from our marvelous partners. And you guys know all my partners are people that you can trust. So we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go away.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. It's like a day at the races here with my buddy Lynn Thornley to talk about the events that are going on.
Okay. On November 13th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Arden Courts of Seminole and Jolo Rehab Services is having an open house for healthcare professionals where you can enjoy hors d'oeuvres and refreshments as you tour Arden Courts, dedicated memory community. Afterwards, you can take home a turkey, a bottle of wine, and a delicious pie.
I will be there.
To RSVP, call 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
I mean, please, a turkey, a bottle of wine, and a pie?
Yeah, really.
I'll give you the turkey if you give me your wine.
On November 29th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Assisting Hands Home Care is having a Silver Santa Party to bring cheer to needy elders, where you can pick a tag off the tree and go shopping or bring a donation. They need toiletries, including shampoo, soap, deodorant, socks, underwear, puzzles, t-shirts, and Depends.
Your confidence pants.
Exactly. Please RSVP to 727-748-4211. That's 727-748-4211.
Hey, you guys. Toys for Tots isn't the only thing out here. These are things that our seniors not want, need. Many of them do not have shampoo. They do not have new pajamas. They do not have a lap blanket. So put your hand in your pocket. Go to the dollar store. Buy some stuff. Go to where Bell's or wherever it's on sale. Buy some lap blankets and stuff, because Christmas isn't just about kids. It's about our seniors, too. So please.
Exactly.
Exactly. So please do that. And if you have any extra stuff you want to bring to me and Lynn at the show any Saturday at noon, we'll be here.
There we go. On December 10th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform a holiday show at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. As always, it is pay what you can, and there's plenty of free parking. There will be door prizes, raffles, and exhibitors. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
Great show.
And then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you're worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. All done.
All done. You know what I say, guys? Knowledge is power. There are things out there. There's information. You know, people, especially with memory loss, they keep faking it and they keep putting it off. And, you know, they don't get diagnosed till like 5 years after the problem started. And many times a lot of stress could be avoided. So it's a free memory screening. Just go down there and check it out, because these people know a lot more than you know. And it's really good. Go to our website, Linda's Caregiver Connections. There's all tons of resources on there, weekly blog, companies that you can trust. If you need a resource, you can't find it, call me, email me, I'll find it for you. Want to give another shout out to my sponsor, MyPillow. I love MyPillow.
That's like why we look fabulous, because we sleep on with MyPillow. You didn't know we're 80.
And when we first got it, she's like, what the heck is this? And then like three nights later, she's like, my head is just cuddled. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. But they also have, you know, pillows for dogs. I got one for my dog who has arthritis. She's really happy. MyPillow just donated like 50,000 pillows to Puerto Rico. It's a great company. All the pillows are made in the USA. So just go to the website, MyPillow.com, put in the promo code Linda, and you get all sorts of discounts.
Yes, you do.
It's all good. So one more time, Krista, where can people reach you?
They can reach us at our website, which is www.gala.care. It's not .com, it's .care. So gala.care, or they can call us at 727-998-GALA, G-A-L-A.
Okay, and what's the address if they're just in the neighborhood, they want to stop by?
The address of the building in Dunedin is 541 Park Street, and that's right behind the hospital, right off of Main Street in Dunedin.
So you love to have gas, right?
Absolutely.
So just stop by. Robin, give us all your information, too.
All right. I also have a website. It's robinalbright.com.
Ooh, so what a surprise.
Easy, right?
Yeah. On your bumper. It
is
on
the bumper of my little smart car. But it's A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T and Robin is with an I. And then you can also get the book, 12 Tiny Wellbeing Tips, off of Amazon. So and
perfect.
If you want to call me, I'd love it. Well, I shouldn't probably say that, should I?
Hey, if you want to call her too, because she's looking to get out there into the community.
I am.
So, you know, if you have a support group, you need a guest speaker, you have somebody, or you just know somebody that could use a little help, give her a call, because that's how we work together in this industry. You know, you guys know I only have people on my show. I only have people as partners or on my website, people that are doing the right thing. And I am so blessed to be surrounded by a community of people that want to do the right thing. I'm very, very grateful for that.
Well, we're grateful for you, too. Just know that. Really, thank you.
I'm very grateful for you.
It's just like a mutual admiration society.
There's a lot of love in this room.
You know, my turkey, I'm not cooking it.
So, guys, tune in next week. Next week, our show will be by osmosis because I will be on a cruise and Lynn will be in Canada. But we will be here on the air next Saturday at 12 o'clock. Tune in. We have a lot of great guests. Thanks so much for joining us today. I know how important your time is.
And it will be Linda's birthday when we come back.
Sort of, kind of.
Happy birthday!
Not yet. Please like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to spending time with you again. Remember, God loves you and have a delicious day.
Amen.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the